Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Benjamin Carter is still sitting in a jail in Kingman, Arizona, awaiting transfer back to Humboldt County. He's wanted for murder and arson, among other charges, related to the death of Zachary Chapman in mid-April. Detectives with the Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshals Service developed information that Carter, who'd been on the run for 3 weeks, was staying with a family member in Lake Havasu, Arizona. Carter was identified and taken into custody without incident. He and his wife, Melinda, who has already been arrested and booked into Humboldt County Jail, are suspects in Chapman's death, and Ben Carter is a documented member of a white supremacy group. Chapman died as a result of a close-range shotgun blast to the chest. His body was found in the Eel River with his truck nearby, and his trailer had been set on fire. A Laytonville man has suffered major injuries from an ATV accident. 54-year-old Guy Mitchell was the driver of an ATV when he lost control and it overturned. He suffered major injuries and was airlifted to Mercy Hospital in Redding. Investigators from the Garberville office of the CHP are trying to determine how the accident occurred. Mitchell was not wearing a helmet, and alcohol is not believed to have been a factor. Eureka Police honored those who have fallen in the line of duty today. Eureka Police lowered the flag to half staff in honor of those Eureka officers who've lost their lives. The department honored, among others, Detectives Charles Swanson and Officers Pat Mitchell and Pete Carroll. The June primary is under a month away, and as we head toward the election day, we're focusing on the candidates running for the district attorney's office and for two supervisor seats. And today we're talking to DA candidate Maggie Fleming, who answered a series of questions during a sit-down interview on key issues regarding the DA's office. Fleming was asked about the philosophy she believes best works for the DA's office.
So the philosophy first always has to be what the ethical duty of the prosecutor is, and that is that you can only charge a criminal violation if the evidence is sufficient to prove beyond a reasonable doubt to the jury. And that's always got to be your first consideration. You know, you can't charge cases because you think, oh boy, we've really got to go after this. It's always got to be ultimately what can you prove in a courtroom.
Fleming went on to say that prosecutors also have to take into account issues that are important to the community as a whole when deciding what crimes will be focused on.
The other area that I think is important in a community such as this is to keep an open mind. If there are specific issues that we need to target, then you have to be aware of those and sometimes make certain crimes a priority. You know, I know right now the community is very concerned about the drug problems that we see. And so you really have to always, you know, even though sometimes that's low-level crime, you have to still keep that as a priority and to remember maybe that's an area that you need to target.
You can hear the entire interview with Maggie Fleming by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In Humboldt County, we're already ahead of the curve when it comes to plastic bags and bans on them at retailers. Plastic bag bans have been implemented by local governments in California already, including Arcata, but a statewide ban on their use is one step closer to reality. On Wednesday, the State Assembly Natural Resource Committee approved a bill to phase out single-use plastic bags at grocery stores, convenience stores, liquor stores, and pharmacies. And the Humboldt County Drug Task Force has made yet another pot bust, this time with a little twist. The task force, assisted by Eureka Police and the County Sheriff's Office, served a warrant at a residence on Harris Street in Eureka. They detained four male suspects. They detained four men located at the residence. One gave a false name to officers. He was later identified as Stephen Timothy Gantner, age 36, from Eureka. He resisted officers when they tried to detain him, so they put him in handcuffs. Officers searched the resident. They found a butane marijuana honey oil extraction lab in the residence, along with cases of butane, 9 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, 19 pounds of concentrated cannabis, and a total of 535 grams of butane honey oil. They also seized 29 growing marijuana plants from inside the residence and almost $6,000 in cash. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.